fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Jerry Moore here on Monday, the 12th of June. Prepper tip of the day. This could save a lot of lives. If you live in an area where this plant can grow, it could save a lot of lives. This plant will grow where other plants we typically plant for our food won't grow. It'll grow on rocky hillsides where there's hardly any topsoil and just take over the place. Right now, it's looked at as an invasive, noxious plant. That's how it's looked at. People don't want anything to do with it. They try to burn it out, kill it out, anything they can. But in a harsh, long-term crisis, this plant could save a lot of lives. Everything, the roots, the stem, the leaves, it's all edible by human beings. Here's the plant. Kudzu. It's Kilo Uniform Delta Zebra Uniform Kudzu. We now have on my website under John's Survival and Tactical Gear Kudzu seeds for sale and 3 different books on kudzu. Here's what you do. You get the seeds. If you're going to plant it, be very careful because you'll be very unpopular with your neighbors. If this stuff gets away from you, you will be. Seriously. Or just keep the seeds for a future date to plant them and then get the kudzu going. Within a year, it will take off and just go every place, and you'll have an edible plant, a very starchy, nutritious plant that you can eat. One of my wife's doctor friends who grew up in China, she says, John, I had kudzu one meal a day every day of my life before I left China. So it's widely used in China as a starchy, nutritious plant that you can eat. That's your prepper tip of the day. We're visiting with Jimmy Gensling with DesertEagleShooters.com, and we're talking about anything and everything related to firearms, rifles, shotguns, pistols, optics, the gun culture, firearms laws, and so forth. Jimmy, what's the status of concealed carry in your state, in Arizona, sir? Hello, Jimmy.
Okay, I remembered to mute this time, but only late again.
Okay.
That way you don't hear my cat sitting here begging for attention.
Uh-huh.
For such a small kitten and everything, she's got a very big voice. But here in New Mexico, the concealed carry is still there. We also have open carry. And there's a bit of conflict and a few different things on it that we're trying to work with a fully Democratic legislature on getting a few things corrected, I guess you might say. There are a few laws that we're trying to work on getting someone to sponsor and work on. One that is very interesting is the governor of Florida just signed a new law into effect that, and it involves the Castle Doctrine and the Stand Your Ground Doctrine. And what the law is there that he signed in, it now puts the burden of proof on those making the accusations in a Stand Your Ground or Castle Doctrine case. Used to, the homeowner that had to shoot an intruder and everything was vilified. Everything was done to destroy them. Look at the Trayvon Martin case and everything several years back. What this law does is, in, say, in Trayvon Martin's case, in order to bring it to court, the bad guy's family, I guess it would be, would have to prove that there was some kind of an intent first, that he went out hunting for him, or that this was his intent all along before anything happened,
right.
To shoot him. So.
The Trayvon Martin thing, the prosecutors really screwed up there. They were saying that Trayvon, that the what was the man who did the shooting? What was his name?
I'm trying to remember.
Well, regardless,
George Zimmerman. Zimmerman.
The prosecutor was saying that Zimmerman was exercising Stand Your Ground, when in fact that's not the case. Zimmerman was on his back with a former football player on top of him, beating his head against the concrete.
Yes, he was exhibiting save your life.
Yeah, right. Now, save your life, which is not part of any doctrine or legal concept. He was basically using he was defending his life. He was not exercising stand your ground. Stand your ground is where you have authority to not retreat if you choose to exercise that authority. That's what stand your ground is. Well, if you're on your back with a former football player beating your head against the concrete with all his might, you obviously can't retreat even if you wanted to.
Exactly.
So I don't know why the prosecutors did that, if they were in a hurry, if they don't know any better, or why they were doing that. But Zimmerman was attempting to save his life, which he needed to do, obviously. When you got a former football player using all his strength on top of you, beating your head against the concrete, of course you're trying to save your life.
Exactly. And see, the point that, you know, they were saying, well, the police department told him to do this, that, and everything else, wrong. Once they released the full 911 tape and everything, it all came about that he was doing exactly what he was asked to do, because he was a member, and I believe he might have even been the captain of the Neighborhood Watch program.
Right, he was part of it, right.
The effect nowadays, ladies and gentlemen, the anti-gun culture wants to vilify us, and anything that we do, we're a threat, and blah, 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 and if we go conceal carry and pass it and everything, there's going to be blood in the streets and everything. Well, gee, I haven't seen any of that happen yet. And I've come to a conclusion, John, that what we need to do is start using their tactics against them. I don't know if it's possible to shame a liberal, but if continually, whenever they bring up the argument, point out the stupidity of their folly and who they're supporting, i.e., someone that does everything in their ability to fatten their own wallet while their constituents go hungry, maybe we can get some of these people to at least wake up a few gray matter cells and actually start thinking with common sense.
Well, I agree, Jimmy. Now let's look at where we are. This is the second week of June. We got hot weather from now until the middle of September. My personal concern is that the George Soros-funded groups will pick out another incident. So far, they keep picking losers. Now, I have a lot of firsthand information about what happened in Ferguson with Michael Brown. Michael Brown was a criminal thug. He was a suspect in a homicide where a clerk at a hardware store was beaten to death with a hammer. He had just not long before the confrontation with a police officer, had done a strong-arm robbery in a convenience store. And they're going to pick another incident. And we're going to have, and I'm absolutely convinced of this, because George Soros wants to destroy the United States. And they're going to pick an incident, blow it out of proportion, and get people in the streets once again. I'm absolutely convinced that between now and the end of September, we're going to have these things flame up again in our face. People need to be aware of this, and if these things happen, to evacuate, to get away from these areas. I was in daily contact with men I've known for decades that lived in Ferguson all their lives, where the husband stayed behind to protect the family property. And here's a heads up, ladies and gentlemen. If you lose your home or lose your business due to civil disorder, insurance will not pay for that claim. They will not. All insurance policies have a disclaimer that they will not pay in the event of loss due to civil disorder. So this is your heads up, ladies and gentlemen. You either protect your property or you lose it. Get the women and children out. Let the husband and the adult sons stay behind and protect the property if you choose to go that route, or be prepared to walk away and take a total loss. That's my reality. And how about you, Jimmy?
That's it exactly. And another point on that insurance part, realization, folks, your homeowner's insurance will not cover. It will not do a thing for you if you have a home invasion and you have to shoot someone. Your homeowner's insurance will pay for the door, but as far as defending yourself in a court of law for killing a thug, you're on your own. On our website, DesertEagleShooters.com, on the left side, just down a very little bit, there's a block that says Second Call Defense. Now, shameless plug now here for a moment, John. Second Call Defense Insurance is just that. To cover Teresa and myself, it's $24.99 a month. For when I had the USCCA insurance on there, it was $40 each a month for the coverage package, and I found out that they only pay off after you're acquitted. On the Second Call Defense Program, the reason it's called Second Call, first call is 911. I need to report a shooting. A man broke into my house. This is the address. I'm wearing a black T-shirt that says, I love my government. And I'll be standing at the front door when the officers get here. Do not let the 911 operator ask you any other questions. Don't give them any more information than that. Then hang up from them, and you make the call to Second Call Defense. The person that picks up the phone is an attorney. So they're, the moment they answer the phone, they're going to start laying out bail money if they take you to and jail you and you need to get out. They're going to start working on your attorney there. They're not going to give you a list of attorneys like the other insurance companies do. They're going to start laying everything out to make sure that if you are taken into custody, that you are home as quickly as possible. The greatest part about it is they will stay on the phone with you, talking to you. And when the police get there, you say, sir, you know, they'll come up and sir, there's my pistol right there laying on the ground. There's the dead bad guy. There's his pistol laying over by his hand. I'm so-and-so, such-and-such. Here's my driver's license for my information. The moment they ask any other questions or anything, explain to them, you know, hey, I'm rattled off of this and everything else. I can't think clearly here. Talk to my attorney. And the moment that that officer takes that phone and the person at Second Call Defense says hello, they cannot ask you another question.
Right. And police officers are trained to understand and respect this, because This is exactly what they would do if they were in the same situation. So they know that you're doing the right thing and doing precisely what a police officer would do for themselves, or how they, or what they would instruct their wife to do if they were in a situation, or their adult child was in the same situation. They understand that you understand. They understand that you understand the system, because that is the system, and police officers are trained to be part of and respect the same system they're part of, aren't they, Jimmy?
Exactly. And I was talking about this at the gun show this weekend with a guy, and his wife piped in and goes, well, they're just going to automatically think that you just murdered this guy and you've got something to cover.
No.
And
no,
I
don't.
Said,
no,
ma'am.
That's not how cops are. No.
Yeah, and I told her, I said, no, ma'am. I says, what the police officer is going to understand is that your entire life has just been turned upside down and dumped into the disposal and turned on high. You're going to need some time to get your thoughts straight. You're going to need some time to deal with the shock that's about to set in. And, you know, you may be crying. I guarantee that 90% of the people are going to be throwing up. They're not going to be themselves. And that is when you're your most vulnerable. They could ask you a simple question of what color is the paint on your wall, and you just start blurting out anything and everything because you want to talk about it. With the second call defense person on the other end of the phone, while you're waiting for the police to arrive, they're going to be kind of decompressing you a little bit. They're going to be talking you through everything, calming you down, and getting you to a point that when the police arrive, you can explain to them who you are, there's the perp, there's their weapon, here's my attorney. And there is no set law in any state or anything in a situation like that that they have to immediately arrest you or anything, because they've got to figure out what happened first. And as long as you're cooperating and doing your part, there's no problem. And folks, we don't know when that incident is going to happen. It could happen in the mall. It could happen at home. It could happen while you're mowing your yard. It's one of those things. It's a fact of life.
Absolutely, it is. So I hope you all are paying attention out there, ladies and gentlemen. This is very, very serious stuff.
It's one of those things, right, that they don't think about.
All right. Well,
we have car insurance not because we plan on having a car accident. It's because when we do have an accident, medical bills are taken care of and the car is replaced. If someone in the other vehicle is seriously injured and it's our fault, the other people aren't coming to take our house and our car and our kids' college money and everything else to satisfy their greed. It's just one of those things, folks. And I ask you to just consider it, to step back and think about it. Because the second call defense, once it starts, you're not paying any other money up front. You've already been paying into the system. And you don't, you know, they don't tell you, well, you're going to need another $1,000 for the retainer for this. And if you need expert witnesses, they're going to get them. If you need, you know, to have the house cleaned up and everything, that's covered under the insurance. The carpet's replaced, all the blood stains out of it, repaint the walls. That's in the insurance.
Right, and once again, that's all hazardous material. When these first responders, they wear those blue gloves for a reason, don't they?
Yes, sir. And it's not because they want to keep their manicure clean. It's hazardous. They go in there. Probably what I think is the best part of the second call defense program is that they cover the psychological aspect of it. They cover
the doctor. Hold that thought, Jim. We got a break. The call number is 800-313-9443.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth?
Hi, folks. Let's wind the clocks back 60 years. Food was different. Food provided health and nutrition, and using supplements was minimal. Unfortunately, now we have chemicals, GMOs, herbicides, and pesticides that can be quite lethal in the name of our food supply and, of course, the ever-loving dollar. Supplementing our diets can be very important to stay healthy. Cleansing from daily intruders to the body might be critical. Live strong and take charge. Log on to GetTheTea.com. Our herbal tea is a great way to cleanse from intruders. Our supplements is a great way to maintain and improve your health. When your health is not up to par, go to GetTheTea.com. No GMOs, no fillers, and organic. And very helpful in keeping you at the top of your game. Life is too short to feel, you know what I mean. Stay in the game, at the top of your game, with GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Again, GetTheTea.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. It's taken 3 years before I could offer the Intershelter Domes for sale. During those 3 years, several different governments and militaries were taking all their production. The Intershelter Dome homes may be just what you've been looking for to provide affordable, energy-efficient, permanent, and attractive housing. These dome homes are prefabricated units that can be assembled in a few hours by two men with a ladder and simple hand tools. Check out the photos of these dome homes built in the Arctic, on tropical beaches, in suburban areas, and in forests. All the details, many photographs, and the pricing of the dome homes are listed on the left-hand side of my homepage at thelibertyman.com. I think you'll find these homes are not only attractive, but they're energy efficient and a bonus. You can disassemble them and reassemble them as many times as you feel you need the need to. Pretty great, huh? Something that's very, very unique. Check them out at my website at thelibertyman.com. We are back, ladies and gentlemen, we're back. J.R. Moore here on Monday, the 12th of June, visiting with Jimmy with DesertEagleShooters.com. Let's continue, Jimmy.
Yes, sir. And but no, folks, it's just something that I ask you to think about. We don't have car insurance because we plan on mowing down people. You know, homeowners insurance, we're not planning on burning down the house. This is an incredibly affordable program, and it covers you in the event that you have to use your handgun or your long gun to defend yourself or your family. Now, always remember, you do not defend property. Property is replaceable. Guys breaking into your car, that's not cause to shooting. If the guy is breaking into your car, pulls a handgun out and points it at you, that's an entirely different matter. So you can go to the website, DesertEagleShooters.com, and go down and click on the second call defense block and go over and take a look at it. You can call their information number, ask them any questions you've got, and they've got some of the most helpful people in the world to take care of any question you might have. Little side note, John, one of the top items that drew attention and I guess surprised a lot of people by price at the gun show was the new ATN night vision scopes. We were managed on this gun show to have a couple of them to take with us, and had it mounted up on my LR-308 and connected it by Wi-Fi to my little notebook and just set that up, and it was amazing how many people stopped to look and start talking about night vision. They've thought about it, they've considered it, and now a lot of folks are going to be able to get into it at a very affordable price. And these new ATN scopes that we've got in stock now, and, well, if they go ahead and order and everything else, I'm offering free postage to get it to them. And I was playing this weekend at the gun show during a couple of the lulls with the BDC, the bullet drop compensator part of it, and also the ballistics calculator part. The scope, you can sit there and do your ranging and get the range of your target it will calculate. And by going to your ballistic data card, take the information, the bullet that you're using, the temperature, wind, and everything else, and this scope will actually calculate bullet drop, wind drift, and everything else for a 1,000-yard shot, and then move the crosshairs so that you're not doing any holdover, you're holding dead on. And it was just so funny to watch people do this, and then they look at the price of $599, and you missed a one there. Isn't that supposed to be $15.99? Isn't that supposed to be $25.99? And I'm like, no, that is the actual price of it. So it was interesting, because with the Wi-Fi connection to the phone, whoever is there with you can see what you're doing. And I'm going to be putting this into operation with my students and everything when we're doing long range. Put them on my rifle with that scope on there. I can see what they're doing and talk them through the exercise that we're doing, and then turn them loose and let them work on the program on it.
Well, sounds like a plan there, Jimmy.
It is. It's an incredibly interesting piece of equipment on there. And then the other interesting thing that came up at the gun show this weekend that our young lady down in Florida might think about is, I had a lot of people that were looking at reloading and, balancing pros and cons of reloading versus stockpiling ammunition. And in talking about the reloading part of it, I explained to them, I says, most of the time, especially with some ammo and ammo prices right now, that you're going to be really close. You're going to save some, but it's not going to be much. But what you're going to be able to do is tailor your ammunition to your rifle so that your rifle operates at its best performance. And that, explaining it like that, I think made a lot of people understand more about reloading, what it was and what it could do, than strictly being another part of the gun culture and guys sit there and just like making their own ammo.
Absolutely.
That we do.
Here's
that.
Here's our break. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. I've worked with men and women involved in the high-end shelters for years. With the Ozark Survival Homestead, you get things you don't get with the high-end shelters. You get a opportunity to be in the bunker, of course. You also get a home, a 60 by 90 lot. You get your storable food, your livestock share, your garden, greenhouse share, your seed bank share. One person to have everything they need, right at $25,000. For a family of three, $37,000. You really need to check this out. It's very unique. At my website, you'll see the Ozark Survival Homesteads on the left side of my homepage. Go there, read that one page, fill out the form with your name, your email address, and your telephone number, and I will forward that to the guys and gals at the Ozark Survival Homesteads. Check it out. You'll be very glad you did. Thank you very much.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
NutriMedical's Calm Mind supports a relaxed mood and helps to support your brain neurotransmitter, helps lower blood pressure, helps to make you feel calm all day long, and helps to make it easier to go to sleep. Calm Mind contains GABA. It also contains xanthine and L-theanine, an amino acid from green tea. And it contains myo-inositol, a special B vitamin. Because it's such high quality, it works amazingly for anxiety, panic attack, and for depression. Get Calm Mind at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. The special studies that have been done on Calm Mind show that it helps to stabilize the neurons in the brain, lower the autonomic nervous system that raises blood pressure, and it helps to support normal calming activity throughout the body. That means you're going to have much higher energy level, much more stable mood, be able to tolerate stress better, and it helps to stabilize blood sugar as well. So order Calm Mind at NutriMedical.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It just was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne, and cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm on to something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Back. J.R. Moore here on Monday, the 12th day of June. I got an email note along with an order for a mattress pad a couple of days ago. A gentleman said, John, I'm no longer procrastinating. I'm going to go ahead and get the queen-size mattress pad to go with my energy cleaner I've had for so long. Well, people are finding this out, that the homemade screen wire pads, they do work on one hand, but on the other, elbows and knees break them apart. You end up being scratched in the middle of the night. They're not all that comfortable to sleep on. The factory-made fitted mattress pads that I offer for sale to go with energy cleaner, well, they're very comfortable. They're washable. They have a 5-year guarantee on them from the factory. That I take care of that myself. Check it out, the factory-made fitted mattress pads. Hundreds of you out there have energy cleaners. You need to check out the factory-made fitted mattress pads. They're very comfortable to sleep on, and they distribute that signal just right to take care of your needs. And, of course, the energy cleaner itself, I offer a 30-day money-back guarantee on the energy cleaner, so you're risking nothing. If you've got arthritis pain, joint pain, back pain, it will probably help. If you're not getting a great night's sleep, it will probably help. Only $285 shipping included to American zip codes. I do take PayPal, MasterCard, Visa. Checks can be sent to my address at thelibertyman.com. I have a toll-free order line here, 24 hours a day. Here it is, 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. 9543. Visiting with Jimmy with DesertEagleShooters.com. And Jimmy, we got our next caller on hold here. We got Rick in Missouri. Good morning, Rick.
Good morning, Rick.
Good morning, Jimmy. Good morning, John. Hey, I just wanted to say y'all need to get you some of those ATN night sights. I've had one for about a year and a half, and we have a blast with it. We'll get everybody running around in the dark and, of course, take the bolt out of the weapon, but you can send a couple people off into the dark, and you can not only see that they're there, you can see who they are. It's very, very interesting, very affordable, works great. But there was one thing with regard to what I wanted to mention. It'll do something that surprised me just a little bit. And I told John about this quite some time ago, but I'll just say it one more time. You know how rabbits always seem to want to come out right before dark? It's probably really not dark enough to use a starlight scope or a night scope. There's too much light. But what they'll do is we have a big tree line, and they will skirt the tree line. And if you spook them, they'll run in under the trees in the dark where you can't see them. What I did with my ATN night sight was I was looking at the tree line where I knew the rabbit was, and I couldn't see the rabbit. But then I turned on the IR illuminator that comes with it, and what actually happened was everything stayed the same, except I was then able to see in the darkness under the trees, even though we were in, you know, twilight. So that was the IR illuminator actually allows you to see into darker areas that otherwise your eye can't see into. It's very, very odd thing.
Go ahead, Jimmy. That's the neat thing about the IR on it. It doesn't have to be dark to use the illuminator on it, and that is one of the old tricks of the night scope and night vision, is looking into shadows. You know, the bad guy is not going to stand in the light. The rabbits, like you said, are going to get back and wait till you leave. Deer. If you've got a problem with deer in your garden and everything, the same thing. You spook them, they're going to go back into the trees, but they're not going to go 5 miles. They're only going to go maybe 20 feet and turn around and wait. So in that half-light condition and everything, by scanning the shadows, you can pick out the anomalies and then focus on them and determine, you know, friend or foe. That is a really good thing to bring up.
Yeah, and for $600, I mean, it's far more versatile. People think, well, you know, you just use this to see in the dark. No, these things are day-night. You can use them in the day and in the night and in oddball situations like we were just talking about where you may be in ambient light, but you want to see something that's in the dark. It's just, for $600, it's madness. I mean, people really should take a close look at this piece of technology. It's a lot of fun.
Yes, and one thing that I learned last week, which actually has got us a little bit excited, John, I'm going to let you and Rick and don't tell anybody about this. Just kind of keep it under your hats.
Here we go.
I was asked last week by the regional director at ATN if Desert Eagle Shooters could do some videos introducing the scope and going through the different functions on it and using it and then also using it at distance. So that is something that we're going to start working on probably this coming weekend.
Great.
It'd be a great sales tool.
Yeah.
Good sales tool.
Well, not just that, but we plan on bringing out the finer points, like you just mentioned, looking into shadows. The point is, folks, if there is another summer of disruption and everything like John was talking about a while ago, you don't have to have this thing mounted to a rifle to be very, very useful. If you simply have it and you learn how to operate it and everything else, you can help protect your community by just simply keeping track of what's going on around you in the dark. And
well,
bad guys
certainly
like
know
cockroaches.
All Oh, yeah, they sure are. Well, I ran for office in Delwood. People don't realize Delwood was Ferguson until it incorporated. It was about a third of Ferguson. And I ran for office back in the 70s in Delwood. That's about half of what was burned was in Delwood. I'm very used to the criminal element, as is John. And people, I know that this show goes all over the place, but people don't understand violence and hatred at these levels. They just are not used to it, and they think that we're a bunch of madmen with foaming at the mouth and with hate-filled hearts. That is not the case. When you're confronted with these people, are quite unreasonable, very unreasonable and violent, and not very smart either, by the way. And this is what you are forced into a situation, believe it or not, even though you didn't want to be, of having to take a close look at your personal safety. It does become an issue in certain places at certain times.
It does very much so. And this is not only against the criminal element, folks. I was reading a little news blurb Saturday morning when I was getting ready to go to the gun show and kind of waking up a little bit. Outside of Denver, Colorado, as big of a metropolis as that is and everything, with suburb upon suburb upon suburb, family heard a noise in the house and woke up early to find a 700-pound black bear in their kitchen.
Whoa.
Trying to make breakfast.
Oh, baby.
And
they heard a noise.
Yeah, it was the sliding glass door coming apart. And that can happen in further on in the article. They had several different instances listed of in that same area of the kids being out at night playing and the family sitting there on the patio talking and everything else, and bear come out of the woods or bear come down the alley. That's the one that really got me. Bear come down the alley.
Jimmy, I have a question.
Not always
did
the bad guys.
Right, I know. Did the left call that bear the gentle giant? Was that how that was spun? I'm kind of curious.
Not real sure. I was basically just kind of skimming over the articles. But we live out.
Sorry, that was a Michael Brown joke. Sorry.
I know it was. That's why I just kind of let it Ferguson away.
all right, very
but,
well.
We live out in the country, folks, and I know that John and a lot of other folks and everything live out in the country. Piece of advice, as John has said before, from the day that the doc slotted you on your butt when you were born, your mind captures everything. You don't know it, but you know every vehicle that is in your rural area and what house it belongs to. And if you allow your ability to notice something different, keep track of these vehicles that don't belong there. If you see one that you've never seen before, your mind's going to know it. You may not be able to place it exactly, but you know that that person or that car doesn't belong there. And pay attention. They may be scoping out the area for robbery. They may be doing something else. But rural, we think that we're away from all of the threats and everything else, when in fact, we're probably more vulnerable because we're further away from law enforcement. So, just a thought for folks to keep in the back of their mind there. You're out working in the garden or whatever, and you see a pickup truck that's driving, below the speed limit, and the driver's, appearing to be very attentive, looking for an address or something. That's the main excuse they'll give you if you ask them. But just pay attention, folks. These things can happen so quickly. And the one thing I don't want to do is sit there on a Monday morning with John on the show and learn that one of our regular listeners was involved in something because their attention, they looked at it and, it's just someone that's lost and wind up getting hurt. You've become our family. Even though we've never met and we've never broke bread together, we're all still family.
That's right.
So
Well, yeah, before I go, I just want to mention I'm going to get me some of that second call stuff. I think that is a wonderful idea, very affordable, and I'll bet if I ever need it, I'm going to thank my lucky stars I heard about it here.
Well, absolutely. It's like I said, we don't plan on having a car wreck, so, but we do all have car insurance.
Right.
And it's one of those things that we need to pay attention to.
Right. Well, okay, guys. Nice show. I appreciate it.
Okay.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you for the call, Rick. We appreciate it. Call number is 800-313-9443. We have a law here in Missouri, Jimmy, that gives you what's called an absolute defense. If you use a firearm to defend yourself and you do it properly, you have an absolute defense against civil liability. Which stops these civil lawsuits from ever beginning in the state of Missouri. It's an excellent statute, and I like to see it in all 50 states.
Yeah, it's one of those things that we need to get on our congressmen and our senators and make them understand that they work for us. That's the one thing that they all forget. And a number for everybody to commit to memory is 202-224-3121. That is the Capitol Board switch, Washington D.C. switchboard for Congress. If you don't know who your senator or your congressman is, call that number, tell them where you're at, and they'll put you over to whoever you need to talk to. And I don't care, especially if it's a liberal or a Democrat that you have representing you, get on them and write them. Tell them to support the Hearing Protection Act. Tell them to support bills and stuff, because if they don't, you're going to find someone to replace them the next go-around on elections. And
that's right.
We have to ride these people, folks. Apathy is the reason that we got in the situation that we are today. And becoming apathetic and someone else is going to do it, and I'll wait for Fred to start preparing. I'll wait for Mary to start canning. We need to take the bull by the horns, folks, and get out there and start working on this. And set aside a time once a week, at the very best if you can, to get some trigger time in. And if your schedule doesn't permit that, or you don't have a range that's close enough, get with me, and I will explain to you all of the attributes and the benefits of dry fire. You can do this in your home, and you can gain proficiency in a field that is very, very subject to getting rusty on. You know, if you don't practice something, you're going to lose that skill. So at the very minimum, practice your dry fire every evening before you go to bed. Don't just jump out there and, okay, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, I did it. Pick a particular point in the wall drill that we talked about a couple of weeks back, John.
Right.
Pick out trigger pull. And an exercise that I like working with people once they've been doing the wall drill for a while, I get them to do an exercise to where they're easing the trigger back to just before it breaks, but not let the hammer fall, and then easing their finger off the trigger and keeping those sights planted exactly where they should be. And then the other one that I stress, folks, is work on your weak side control. You can practice weak side training with dry fire all day long and build up that event. If you're a right-handed shooter and something happens that you're trying to protect your family, and in the process you come around the corner too sharply and run into the coffee table that your wife moved or something and fall and injure the right shoulder, what are you going to do? Ask them to quit and everything? Do you go get your surrogate to come in and stand in? No. You switch to your support side for shooting. If you haven't practiced that, you're going to be at a deficit. So always take time, if you don't want to divide it half and half, or, you know, two-thirds, one-third, three-quarter, you know, three-quarter. Put a point in there that every time that you do your practice, that you incorporate part of that practice into your weak side or support side skills.
Absolutely.
And
well, my more advanced my advanced students, I routinely do ambidextrous shooting, and it's very helpful to have people at least get started on those skill sets. And if you compete in combat pistol competition, you'll be doing the same thing. You'll be doing ambidextrous shooting there as well. And it's a valuable skill that I encourage everybody to have.
Yes,
here's
sir.
Our break. Stay tuned. So we'll be right back.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
All right, we are back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. J.R. Moore here on Monday, the 12th day of June, visiting with Jimmy with DesertEagleShooters.com. We got about 3 minutes here, Jimmy.
Yeah, and, well, such a Monday morning. Folks, if you do that ambidextrous training, when I was at Yorktown, I learned a little trick from one of the old instructors there that not only do that with your handgun, but what he would do is run us through a drill where we shoot strong side, support side each other shot. We would swap back and forth on the same target at about 20 feet. And it was amazing. You could see two distinct groups show up. And what he wanted us to work on was getting those two groups to where they were closer together. And then once we had that pretty well figured out and working on it, he taught it, you know, he wanted us to do the same thing with our long gun. Shoot normal and then go to support side back and forth. So if you can practice that at least once a while, folks, you'll find out you'll be a much better rifleman, a much better pistolero. And at the time when everything depends upon it, and the lives of your wife, your children, your family, or your friends, and in some cases, a total stranger depend on it, you can do that, and you won't have to think about it. So, again, like John puts out and I put out, muscle memory and practice. You can never get enough.
Absolutely. Well, here's another reason. If you're right-handed and you're shooting around the left side of a barrier, and you try to shoot right-handed going around the left side of that barrier or tree or building, you're going to have to expose all your head and half your body. Where if you're shooting left-handed around a left-sided around the left side of a barrier, you're only exposing a part of your head and very little of your body. Right, Jimmy?
Exactly. It's just when you do the barricade drills, and a good way to practice that is out at the range, wherever you go. They've got to have a pipe or a post or something for support. Use that as your barricade. You don't have to have an actual wall. Just use that as your barricade. You're going to shoot from this side. You're going to transition to the other side and practice that back and forth. And any training that we can get, ladies and gentlemen, is good training. The worst training that you can have is nothing. So think about it. We've got a nice, long, warm, hot week out here in New Mexico. Every day is going to be well above 105. So you guys enjoy the cool weather, John.
Well, it's going to be around 90 here with high humidity. Isn't
that would
special?
Be cool weather for us.
What's your humidity running there?
Right now I'm looking at it, and it's at 45% now. And about noontime and everything, it'll drop down to around 20 to 25%.
Well, so our humidity is at 69% and going up, and you don't know what heat is till you've had 90 degrees and 90% humidity.
Yeah.
Oh, baby,
I
oh, baby.
I used to hate it when I was stationed in Galveston to have to go down to Coast Guard Station Delta down south of New Orleans on the Delta down there. The entire base was on a little peninsula that was surrounded by trees and was a beacon for the sun, and of course you got water all around it, and the humidity constantly ran about 98%.
There you go.
And it would get to 95 degrees and you were in a sauna all day long.
That's right. Jimmy, thank you. Look forward to having you back next Monday, sir.
All right, sir. We'll see you then. Take care.
Okay. That's it for the day. Medical supplies, your energy cleaner, your essential oils, now while you can, your firearms, ammunition. Never, ever go through guns. Have a fun, safe, productive day. And God bless America.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.